birthday cake out, pup. I think Davo's birthday was yesterday. Brad 26. Davidson, morning to you, mate. How are you? 26,
Davo. Yesterday. Happy
yesterday.
26, buddy.
Yeah, 36 yesterday. So, no, thank you. That was a nice day. Went down the local and had a seafood platter, which was lovely. So I got spoiled, so enjoyed that.
Seafood catching platter. Up to you, 36.
Mate, not even close. 36 years young. Davo, you don't look 36. I would have given you 32, 33.
That's nice. The hairline's at least 55, but anyway.
As long as you got some. That's the key.
Yeah, it's a good point.
As long as you keep getting haircuts. Let's good wrap point. What we saw on Saturday on the track, Davo. We'll start with the Group 1 Doomben Cup. Huetor going back-to-back at double-figure odds as well.
Yeah, kicking myself, guys. I was giving him a bit of a chance early last week, and then I went, nah, back to Zaki. He'll be too good. And Huetor, he's just put the writing on the wall, didn't he, with a couple of cracking runs prior to that. He was back in town. And, gee, they're such a good stable, the Snowdens. They know how to pick him up on grand final day, and yeah, he was outstanding there on Saturday. Obviously, Zaki went too bad to be true. I know there were no excuses in the stewards' report, but look, they're not robots, horses. They can have off days, and a bit like when he was beaten at $1.24 or $1.28 in the Doomben Cup before. He's had a bad day there, and quite clearly hasn't gone to his best because you know we know the start prior he did hold Huetor there on the line, so. One of those things, if you took the shorts about Zaki, it's just too bad to be true. But Huetor was able to take full advantage of that and win the Doomben Cup. And, yeah, look, onwards and upwards for him.
Davo, are we seeing the prize money for New South Wales racing continue to increase?
Yeah, we are, Clarky. Something that was announced there yesterday, and basically Metropolitan prize money to go to $160,000 per race on a Saturday from August 1, up from $150,000. You got minimum prize money for Metropolitan midweek races increased by $5,000 per race to $60,000, and also provincial prize money to $42,000 per race from $40,000. So they were the announcements there yesterday. I think $6.5 million overall, an increase there. So. Yeah, I suppose good news for New South Wales racing. You know, most of the sectors will get a cut of that. Obviously, you know, the jockeys get the 5% of prize money, trainers 10%, and money to the owners. And also, I think the breeders will get advantage from that through, I would imagine, you know, bigger sales or bigger prices at sales and whatnot throughout because of this. So, yep. New South Wales racing continues to boost those prize money levels.
There was a boil over in the Goodwood on the weekend.
There was, Loz, yeah, Royal Merchant. Not one that I had sort of in the mix. And gee, she's just had a great preparation. And look, she's been up a while. And I know she's coming off a last start win, but that was a new level there on the weekend. And she was able to prove too strong over the concluding stages. Terrific job by the stable to keep her up and keep her firing for so long. She was able to take out the Goodwood, change complexion the race a little bit overnight with the rain and whatnot. Probably didn't help a horse like Lofty Strike, but she was able to take advantage and was too good there in the Goodwood on Saturday.
Davo, jockey Jake Pracey-Holmes has been suspended.
Yeah, we saw that yesterday, suspended for 2 months, guys. Was given a 3-month ban, but that was reduced down to 2 months due to the guilty plea. Basically, a sample of his breath there. Provided a Dubbo racecourse on Saturday was basically a reading in excess of the concentration of alcohol permitted under the rules of racing. So I think that just related to the night before. So that was the case there. And with the guilty plea and cooperation with stewards, that was 3 months down to 2 months there for Jake Pracey-Holmes on Saturday.
What are the horses we're following out of the meetings on the weekend?
Look, probably a couple of obvious ones, Loz, but gee, I think Les Bridge has a nice 2-year-old in the first there at Rose Hill, Celestial Legend. Once he got out there late, he was super strong through the line. Looks a real promise, and he looks like one of those legends horses that you want to be following over the next couple of years. He looks like he could be a good one for some time. And the other horse, I think there was one other I had their Dream Hour as well. Radina obviously got the job done at the shorts, but gee, he was strong late in the piece there. He looked ready to win that horse, and next time out, I think he'll go close.
putting anything in the bin?
Yeah, I'm just not sure tradition's come up this preparation for the Godolphin Yard. Started quite short there in the 2,000 metre race, and it was a bit of a fork in the road moment for his preparation off two sort of fair runs this campaign. He was getting out to his right trip, and I thought he was a bit plain there on the weekend. So I'm just not quite sure he's come up this preparation, so one that I'll probably look to take on next time out.
We'll get some midweek mail off you tomorrow, mate. Thanks so much.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.